Say, Amos, what is the greatest name in communication?
The Columbia Broadcasting System, Ander.
Well, how you like that? That's the network we is on.
The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, transcribed and featuring Amanda Randolph, Johnny Lee, Ernestine Wade, Ruby Dandridge, Will Wright, Isa Ashdown, Stuffy Singer, Leo Cleary, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy! Well, our old friend, the kingfish, has been working steady for the past 2 weeks. Much to the delight of his wife, Sapphire, and her mother, he's been bringing home a weekly paycheck. Right now, it's payday, and the kingfish has just come home from work.
Oh, Georgie, honey, let me take your lunch pail. You must be tired.
Oh, yes, son-in-law, dearie. You dear, sweet breadwinner, you. Let me give you a great big hug.
Wait a minute. Take it easy there, Mama. Let go. Unhug me here. Wait a minute.
Why, George, Mama's only trying to be affectionate.
Yeah, but the trouble is with your Mama's affection, it's like smooching with a hippopotamus. You has got to be another hippopotamus to enjoy it.
Never mind that. Tell us, Georgie, dear. Did any interesting little happening occur on the job today you'd like to tell us about?
Oh, nothing much. I got fired.
Well, George, that's interesting. You got what, you bum?
I knew it was too good to last. You know, count low for you.
Holy smokes. You two can turn from sweet to sour faster than a dead mackerel in the hot sun.
Now, see here, George Stevens. Just because you lost this job don't mean you're going to start loafing again. Either you keep money coming in here every week or out you go.
Yeah, Baldy. Unless you bring in money in, you're going to be as popular as Senator McCarthy at a Russian square dance.
Well, now, wait a minute, sir. You can't force me to go to work. I'll get you under the child labor laws.
What you talking about? You ain't no child.
Well, your mama always said I had the brain of a 9-year-old. My body may be in long pants, but my brain is still in rompers.
George Stevens, you better find some way to bring home some money by tomorrow or we is through. Come on, Mama, we ain't even gonna cook his supper.
All right.
Holy mackerel. I don't know much about heredity, but you could cross a boa constrictor with an octopus and come up with something better than them two. Oh, me. I done come down here to the lodge hall to get some peace. Sure wish there was some way I could get a hold of some money without working. But I guess I was too old for politics. Well, maybe something will turn up and I'll just, come in.
Excuse me.
Yeah, well, come right in, girls.
Oh, no, no, this ain't no girl. This is all me. And I lost.
Lost? If that's all you, I don't know how you ever got lost. But what seems to be the trouble, madam?
If you could direct me to the office of the Lenox Gazette.
Oh, the newspaper office. Oh, certainly. You just go down 2 blocks, then you turn left at the corner.
Is there something wrong?
No, no, it's just that pin you're wearing on your lapel there shining in my eyes. Is that a hunk of glass or is there a battery in that thing?
Glass? This is a real diamond.
Oh, yeah. Are you looking for the Lenox Gazette?
Yes, I am. I want to put an ad in the personal column. I'm very anxious to adopt a son.
Yeah, well, you go down 2 blocks, then you turn to your left, and at the corner, then you're going to adopt a little baby, huh?
Well, no, not exactly. You see, I'm a widow.
Yeah.
And I've been very lonely.
Mm.
Now, if we'd had a son, he'd be around, say, 30. I'm interested in adopting a man about that age.
Yeah, well, you go down two blocks and turn to the... You thinking of adopting an older man, huh?
Yes. You see, I'm getting on in years, and I have so much to do, what with my big house, and I need someone who could help me with my money and financial investments.
Yeah, well, you go down. You stop right here. Well, madam, by a rare coincidence, you has happened to waddle into the office of the Stevens Older Men's Adoption Agency.
Oh, you have an adoption agency here?
Oh, yes, madam. One of the many services of the lodge. Oh, yes, sir. We has arranged for the adoption of a lot of older men. Now, if you want a son, we can help you. You probably heard our motto, our sonnies or honeys. You hear that?
Break for me. Do you think you have several men I could interview?
Oh, I got just the right boy for you. I know the one.
You have? Is he on the sunny side of 30?
Well, he is more on the messy side of 40, tell you. Madam, you're gonna love this chubby little rascal right from the tip of his 14 AAA shoes to the top of his 9 3/4 derby. He ain't no portfolio, Rubesy Rosenberg, but I think you're gonna like him.
Well, I hadn't figured on one that old, but I could at least talk to him. Are you sure he's interested?
Yeah, well, he'll be interested. I'll arrange the whole thing for you. Leave it to me.
Well, that's fine. My name is Bedelia Adams.
Bedelia Adams.
Yeah, here's my card with my address.
Thank you, ma'am.
You phone me when you're ready.
Oh, you can count on me, madam. I guarantee you, before the day is over, the stork will make a 3-point landing in your backyard. Well, there she goes. Wait a minute. Let me look out the window here at her. Hey, look at that big convertible she's getting into at the curb there. I always knew that someday my ship would come in, but I never knew it would have Cadillac written across the poop deck.
Come in, it's open.
Well, hiya, Brother Ender.
Oh, hiya, Kingfish. Hi. Hey, what brings you up here to my room?
Well, I was worried about you, poor and lonely friend. Poor mamaless offsprout.
What is this?
Tell me, Brother Ender, what does you do on Mother's Day?
The same thing I do every day. Sleep till noon.
Oh, no. What I mean is, when you had a mother, what did you do on Mother's Day?
Oh, well, on Mother's Day, I used to send her a big package.
Well, that was nice, all right.
Then she used to wash and iron the stuff and send it back to me.
And look here, boy, of all the people I know, you needs a mother. Look at that shirt you have on there, full of holes, no buttons. It's disgraceful, you being seen in a shirt like that. If you had a mother, that wouldn't happen.
If I had another shirt, it wouldn't happen.
Andy, look here. I is on the level with this thing. You needs a mother's care.
I do, huh?
Tell me, son, when you comes home tired at night, don't you ever get the longing for some hog livers as only a mother can cook them?
Well, I likes hog livers, yeah.
Good, Andy. Then the thing for you to do is to go get yourself adopted.
Well, Kingfish, ain't that going the long way around for hog livers?
Listen, man, I gonna come right out in the open here now. I gonna lay the cards on the table. I gonna roll up my sleeves. There ain't no tricks about this.
Yeah, do that.
Now, an old lady by the name of Bedelia Adams is looking to adopt a son. Mm-hmm. You see, if she'd have had a son years ago, he'd have been just about your age now.
Now, wait a minute. Is you out of your mind, Kingfish? Now, I ain't gonna get adopted by no old lady.
Now, look, Andy.
This is the craziest thing you done ever thought of, me getting adopted. I is too old for motherhood anyway.
Look, Andy, ain't nothing crazy about you. You see it in the papers all the time. Oh, I tell you, Andy, it's the chance of a lifetime. Yeah. She may be an old Mother McCreepy, But she's the mother of a creepy with a Cadillac.
Yeah. Well, I still don't want to have to go... She got a Cadillac, you say?
Not only that, Andy, she got a big house.
Keep talking, Kingfish. I'm beginning to feel like one of the family.
And she wants a son to look after her money and investments. Is it a deal, Andy?
Yeah. But you better tell her about me, Kingfish. She's liable to start bouncing her little darling on her lap and end up with water on the knee, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell her.
You can help reduce the hazards of superhighway travel by observing these simple rules. First of all, obey the law. Don't exceed posted speed limits. They were put there for your protection. At the same time, don't poke along at a ridiculously slow pace. Slow pokes are as dangerous as speed demons. Don't take chances. Pass to the left. Don't cut in and out of traffic lanes. And signal clearly and well in advance of every turn or stop you make.
Well, then, Mrs. Adams will be here for the interview any minute. You all set to meet your future mother?
Oh, yeah. This is something, Kingfish. I'm going to be the first son in history that ever shook hands with his mama before he was born. I'm going to tell you.
Wait a minute, Andy. Look here. A car just pulled up in front there. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's her. That's her getting out at the curb. Look at that.
Let me see. Kingfish, that's my mama. I never realized I come from such a horrible family.
Now, look, Andy, this is motherhood we're interested in and not beauty.
Uh-oh, Kingfish. I better forget about sitting on my mama's lap. With them bow legs of hers, I'd slip right through to the floor.
Shut up, Andy. Here she comes. Now, I tell you what. I'll give her a build-up on you so you act shy and bashful. Yeah. That always appeals to the mama. Come in. Oh, Miss Adams, yeah, got your new son right here. Miss Adams, I'd like to have you meet Andy.
Well, so this is Andy.
Hi, Mama.
Yeah, there he is, Miss Adams. Ain't he a fine specimen of sonhood? Healthy boy, too. Had all of his shots. Yeah, he's been inoculated against everything from whooping cough to distemper. If he was a pressure cooker, he'd qualify for the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Well, he certainly looks fit.
Oh, yeah, you fine boy. Affectionate, too. Do something affectionate for your mother to be there, Andy.
Yeah, well, you like to play patty cake or something, Mama?
What's that?
Yeah, well, he got a sense of humor, too.
Mr. Stevens, you said on the phone Mr. Brown didn't have any bad habits. You distinctly said he didn't smoke. But he's got a cigar in his mouth.
Yeah, but you notice the cigar ain't lit, don't you?
Well,
there you is. It shows what an upstanding fella he is. It ain't every man that could put temptation right under his nose and then have the courage to ignore it, you know.
Yeah. And on top of that, it was raining when I picked it up and it's still soggy.
What do you say, Miss Adams? What do you think of the boy?
He's the one. In fact, I know he is.
Well, fine. Now, you get your lawyer to draw up the adoption papers, and we'll go into court and have the thing done legally.
That'll be fine. Oh, I just know I'm going to be so happy. Just think, after all these years, a boy of my own.
Yeah. And your boy is happy about the whole thing, too. Ain't you, Baby Brown?
A goo.
Well, goodbye, son.
So long, Ma.
Well, Andy, it's all set.
Yeah, but listen, why must we go into court, Kingfish?
Why must we go into court?
Yeah.
Why, you dummy, so that we can tie up your dear, sweet, gray-haired mother so she can't squirm out the deal. What do you think we're going to do?
Now, sit down here again, Andy, and tell me this again, real slow. You is going to get yourself what?
That's right, Amos. I'm going to get myself adopted by an old lady named Bedelia Adams. She done met me, and we set the whole deal yesterday.
Oh, Andy, this is fantastic. At your age, getting adopted?
Listen, Amos, you read about it in the paper all the time. There ain't nothing crazy about it. Anyway, I needs a family. I'm going to look on her as my mama and her money as my papa.
Oh, listen, don't let that kingfish talk you into them crazy things like this.
No, sir. The whole thing is going to be legitimate. We're going before the judge tomorrow afternoon and sign the adoption papers.
Oh, Andy.
Oh, yeah. I can see the announcement in the morning papers. Mrs. Bedelia Adams wishes to announce the arrival of a son, Andrew. 220 pounds, 1 ounce.
Court will please come to order. Will the children to be adopted please take seats on the bench over by the jury box?
Say, little boy, is this the bench where the children who are going to be adopted sit?
I think so. It's the only bench here.
I guess we're the only little children who are going to be adopted today.
Would you kids mind moving over?
Hey, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, this bench is just for little children who are going to be adopted.
Just move over and let me sit down.
Do you mean some family's going to adopt you, mister?
That's right.
Wow, did you hear that?
I sure did. You think they would have bought a dog.
I thought people only adopted little children.
Me too. He looks like he's about 90. And look at that stomach on him.
Those droopy eyes.
You know, I think this is Old Man River in person.
Listen, I'll thank you to keep your personal remarks to yourself. You kids ought to learn to disrespect your elders.
We didn't mean to be disrespectful.
No, sir.
You know, mister, there's just one thing I don't understand. The family that's adopting us says the reason they're doing it is because they want to hear the pitter-patter of little feet around the house.
Yeah, well, what about it?
Well, how are you going to pitter-patter with those clodhoppers of yours?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you going to do that, mister?
Listen, little boy, keep your big mouth shut before I pops you in the nose.
Well, Andy, Bill, say you were next. We all set. Here's Miss Adams.
Good morning, son.
Yeah, hi, Mama.
Next case, application for adoption by Mrs. Bedelia Adams. Will Mrs. Adams please step up to the bench?
She's coming right up now, Your Honor. Here she is, yeah. I asked Mr. Stevens to go between in this thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mrs. Adams, I suppose this application is all in order.
Oh, yes, Your Honor. I had my lawyer draw it up.
I see. Tell me, Mrs. Adams, is this boy you're planning on adopting in court?
Oh, yes, Your Honor, I can answer that. There he is right there, sitting right over there. The big child. The one with the cigar in his mouth. Say, Andy, come over here. Come on.
Okay, I'm coming. Here he is.
There he is, Your Honor, little orphan Andy.
There he is. Mrs. Adams, you mean to say you want to adopt this grown man? Is this some sort of a joke?
Oh, no, Your Honor. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah, Your Honor. They has recussed the whole thing. They is doing it because they is lonely. There is an emptiness in her life and an emptiness in his life.
Well, I knew there was an emptiness someplace. However, there's no law that states at what age a person may be adopted, so this court, rather than go any deeper into something which is obviously going to be very confusing, hereby approves the adoption.
Well, thank you, Your Honor. Thank you very, very much. Andy, now that you is her legal son, ain't you got something to say to your mama?
Yes, Andy. Don't you have something to say to your new mother?
Yeah, I would like to ask you something, Mama.
What is it, son?
When do you start stuffing my piggy bank?
Oh, no.
They supply the courage, we supply the means. And it takes courage for a fellow of only 5 to watch his mother's worries growing when just $3 will buy a day's nursery care for him each day she works. It takes courage for a little girl to watch the ceiling every day when $25 will buy 5 clinic visits for her at a Red Feather hospital to start straightening her back. They supply the courage. Let us supply the means for these and other children in our nation. Let's give to the Community Chest and United Fund campaign now being conducted through the communities of the nation.
Well, Andy's been here in this great big house with his mama now for 3 days. I'll drop in and see how you're making out. Nice looking place. I'll ring the bell, yeah? Sure is a big place here. Must take a lot of servants to run it. Excuse me, maid. Is Mr. Brown at home?
Kingfish, this ain't no maid. This is me.
Andy, I didn't recognize you there with the apron on and the towel around your head and that broom. What you doing, playing games in there?
Games? Nothing, Kingfish. I was doing the housework. Come on in. Boys, I got plenty to tell you.
Yeah, well, what's the trouble, Andy? I think you'd be lounging around in the lap dog of luxury up here.
I've been working like a horse here. There ain't no servants, and I'm doing all the work. I is the cook, the chauffeur, the butler, and everything else. And later on, I'm going to wash the dog and spray the roses.
You does, huh?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to an afternoon of fleeing and DDTing.
Holy mackerel, Andy. How did all this happen, boy?
Well, when me and Mama come home from the court, we stepped in the front door. The first thing Mama asked me was I interested in politics. I said I was, and she say, shake hands with Mr. Hoover, and stuck a vacuum cleaner in my hand.
Yeah. This is funny, a big house like this, no servants.
Yeah, I begin to think she just adopted me to do all the housework. And on top of that, I ain't seen no money at all. I am suspicious this gal is broke.
Well, I can't understand it, Andy.
Andy, what are you doing down there?
I just talking to my friend, Mrs. Stevens.
Yes, only me, Mother Adams, the stork.
Well, you get on out of here and leave him alone. And hurry up, Andy, you got the whole upstairs to clean.
Coming, Mother. Kingfish, this is a mess.
Well, I still don't see how she could be broke, Andy. She got this big house. She got the car, the automobile. She got,
Oh, me. I better answer the door.
Yeah, this is something, Andy.
Yes, what is it?
I've come to pick up the Cadillac.
The Cadillac? Well, it's all right. It don't need no grease job.
No, I've come to impound it.
You're gonna, You come to pound on what?
Wait a minute. Mister, did you say impound, You mean there's money owed on it?
That's right. I'm from the finance company. Unless we have the 3 months' payments that are past due by 12 noon, we're seizing the car.
But, mister,
We'll take an attachment on the house if there weren't 14 other liens on it. You better do something about it. Good day.
Andy, you was right. Mrs. Adams is broke. It looked like she just adopted you to get you to do all the housework.
And, Kingfish, you got me into this mess. Now, you get me out,
well, now,
hear?
Wait a minute. Anyway, don't get excited. Don't shake that broom at me. I'll get right over to see Algonquin J. Calhoun. Maybe he can figure some way out of this mess.
Oh, me. You know something, Kingfish? I'd give anything to be an orphan again.
Calhoun, I gotta see you. Is you busy?
No. Come on in, Kingfish. My cousin Murgatroyd just left.
Oh, Murgatroyd, the bebop hipster, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's doing with him these days?
Well, we was shopping in one of them big department stores, and we got on the elevator on the 12th floor, and Murgatroyd said to the operator, he said, ground floor, please. Just as we started down, the cable broke.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, we dropped 12 floors, hit the basement, and split the elevator right in two.
What did Murgatroyd do?
That crazy cat got up, ducked himself off, and looked at the operator and said, man, I didn't tell you to hurry.
Well, now listen, Calhoun, we is in a mess.
Yeah.
You know Andy got adopted by that old lady, Bedelia Adams, don't you?
Yeah, she the rich old gal that live up on the hill.
Yeah, the only thing is, she ain't no rich old gal.
No.
She broke.
Mm.
Oh, Oh, yeah, she just adopted Andy to get someone to do all her housework for her.
Mm.
Now, Andy wonder how he gonna be able to get out the thing. Can you figure something there? Think legal now.
He want to find some way to unmom himself.
Is that what he want to do?
Well, now, let me see.
Is there any way he can do that thing hard?
Well, now, let me see here now. Now, wait a minute, Jerry. When she adopted him, she must have said that she had an income. Now, maybe you could take her back to court and get the doctor to know on the grounds of misrepresentation.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. Or you got it. Go up before the judge, get the thing annulled.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea, Calhoun.
Yeah. It's too bad it didn't work out for Andy, though, Kingfish, because there ain't nothing like mother love.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll never forget my own sweet mother. Every evening, she used to sit in the rocking chair in our little apartment and croon, "Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a, toor-a-loor-a-la."
She did. She did use a croon like that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Every night she'd sit there with me in her arms, and Mama would sing, "Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a, toor-a-loor-a-la, toor-a-loor-a-loor-a." That's an Irish lullaby.
Oh, she was trying to put you to sleep, huh, Calhoun?
Heck no, she was trying to break the lease.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Amos, we goes to court this afternoon. I is getting unadopted.
Well, I was happy to hear that, Andy, because this is the craziest thing that you and the Kingfish ever done.
Yeah, how you like that sneaky old lady? We was all set to sponge off her money, and it turns out she was broke and just wanted her son to do the housework.
Well, Andy, you is just as much in the wrong in this thing as she is. But I sure hope the thing works out all right in court.
Oh, there ain't nothing to it, Amos. We just tells the judge that she done misrepresented herself, and he calls the whole thing off.
Oh, Andy, this thing has been terrible, you know it?
I'll say it is. And the thing I'll never understand is how my own mama could have done this to me.
We left quiet in the courtroom while Mr. Brown is testifying. Proceed, Mr. Brown.
Yes, Your Honor. Well, it turned out, after Mrs. Adams done adopted me, she didn't have no money. And she had no business adopting a child if she couldn't support him.
But, Mr. Brown, the adoption was approved by the court.
I know, sir, but she can't support me. She's broke.
Well, of course, in that case, something will have to be done.
Oh, fine, Your Honor, fine.
Yes. In view of the fact that you are now the legal son of Mrs. Adams, the court orders that you, Andrew H. Brown, shall contribute $40 a week to the support of your destitute mother. Next case.
This is Harlow Wilcox again, suggesting that you tune in this CBS radio station each evening, Monday through Friday, for the Amos and Andy Music Hall. You'll hear Amos and Andy at their very best, plus interviews with famous guests and lots of good popular music. Your local newspaper will give you the time of the Amos and Andy Music Hall. So remember to tune in and enjoy the fun and music and laugh with Amos and Andy.
That's right, folks, every Monday through Friday on the CBS Radio Network. Thank you and good night.
See you tomorrow night on the Music Hall.
Be sure to be with us at the same time next Sunday for the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Howell. Now stay tuned for Our Miss Brooks, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.
Of the CBS Radio Network.